Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, you know the future and we have ideas, but not knowledge. So we ask for provision and protection for what is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, let us look at ideas of what our future might hold. And for this, Scripture is our best guide. But different people have different ideas of what Scripture says. So, Father, guide us to your will and the truth. Amen. Just like today, many people have different ideas about what is going on in the world, locally and globally. And we will use caution these days to see what we might expect, because there are so many ideas and forces at play. So we have different forces and different impact. For instance, I remember the story about the Trojan horse, where a small number of Greek soldiers hid inside a hollowed-out horse. And they citizens of Troy took the horse inside, not knowing that there were soldiers hiding in the hollow horse. And then at night, the soldiers came out and they slayed and conquered the city and the people. How different is that from the world we are in today, when people use deceptions to conquer other peoples and win at different situations? Our Bible examples tell us about every sort of event, both in history, and then we apply it to the present day. And we know that it is up to each one of us to draw a parallel and seek to understand what is going on today. And I wonder about the great numbers of immigrants coming to America, some legally and some not legally. And if you look at how we have been a country of immigrants, it's true, but we are a country of legal immigration. And there are all sorts of things going on to give us caution, both politically and culturally and economically. Why, last week, the federal chair, Jerome Powell, joined in the chorus of financial analysts and said, America's debt is unsustainable. So our country has problems all by itself. And then if you add whatever is going on with the immigration, both culturally and financially, it is another changing situation. We want to say it will cause a problem, but we don't know when the problem will arrive. Just like the situation with the Trojan horse, we can see forces at play, but we don't know how long it will take for the results to actually have an impact. Now, we do know that the spiritual realm also has an impact on our life today. And if we look at what is going on, we want to use wisdom to try to understand what is really going on. As a young man, I heard that adage about follow the money, and I believed it for a few years, but I kept seeing how, on occasion, for major things going on, it was not true, because the money would have done better with a different decision. So I came to realize that there was another principle at work. There were people with other morals, and they made their decisions based on a different morality. So look for yourself and try to observe what is going on in the world. So look at what is going on physically and in the economy and in the society. All these things make a difference. And we do know that economy makes a difference to what goes on in total. And our economy is slowing down. Not only is our U.S. economy slowing down, but the world economy is slowing down. Banks around the world, and certainly here in the USA, are having a few problems. There are reports in the financial news that say some big banks have not been able to cash checks because they've run out of paper currency. And globally, there is indications of a cash shortage. And China is one of those places where there is a cash shortage. So much so that the factories do not have enough money to pay their workers, and some factories are closing their shop instead of having to deal with those payments. It's kind of the process, the way it works in different economies. And some things just get to be too hard when you have a communistic form of government, as China does. And the president of China, Xi Jinping, has threatened to stop exporting manufactured goods to America and Great Britain because of their military actions in Yemen on the Red Sea. It's a matter of things happen that we don't expect. And now in this world where things have gotten more complex, we can see that when there's a crisis going on, it changes the dynamics of politics and global economies. In China, that is the case. And if China has a big currency and bankruptcy problem, it will affect the rest of the world. And right now, there is a major property company in China called Evergrande. And Evergrande is in the stages of bankruptcy. And this is causing a great strain on China's economy, and therefore it is affecting the world's economy. China's elite recognizes that there are struggling companies within the China economy, and so they are trying to take their wealth out of China to other economic countries. And the United States is certainly one place where they want their money to be. Well, taking the money out of the country is having an additional financial pressure on the Chinese companies and people. And President of China, Xi Jinping, is acting like a dictator and making decisions that promote communism within China, even if that hurts the people and the corporations in China. So we have that going on, which is an element of making things uncertain in the political and world economic. It's a power struggle. Yes, in China, but it is affecting the whole world, or it certainly would if the banks were to have that great difficulty or go bankrupt, or that Evergrande company. The way it's going right now is it is having repercussions throughout the economy. And so there is an element of disorder within China, and the political system is using the police and the military force to enforce political compliance. We'll see how that turns out. Going to be interesting. Now, it's an old story that people, that is rulers, have always used force to enforce their will upon the population, even to the point of eliminating or killing the population. And that is an old, old story, historically. America's founding fathers were well aware of how tyrants act, how a king would direct the soldiers to force people to comply. In fact, that was going on in the early years of the United States when they were a colony of Britain. So the king wanted his soldiers to force everyone to comply. And if you look back at the American Revolution, it was against the King of England, and it was against the restrictions on the right, the freedom to worship or to not be unfairly taxed, or to keep police and soldiers out of your home and out of your records. Now, these were all things that our Bill of Rights addressed. And here we go with our country doing things that the people of the country might not want. USA is sending billions of dollars to foreign countries. Our taxes are going to support foreign armies and the retirement systems of foreign governments. For billions of dollars. I mean, it's $10 billion here, $50 billion there, and it gets to be a whole lot of money that the USA is taking away from the economy of the United States. It's taking that tax money and giving it to other countries. All at the same time that the United States has an open border. And so, while all these things are a big problem, the main problem that I can see is that USA is turning its back on God of the Bible. And when we take God out of the school books and out of the public square, it's going to have an effect. And of course, history is not taught in school, neither history that is secular nor history that is biblical. So young people have a hard time understanding the world system and what the effects are on the people. And certainly, if we learn history and Bible history, we can understand that truth confronts evil. And that's another reason why we don't learn history, because it's easier to deceive a people that is ignorant. And our public school systems and our colleges and universities have a program that has been going on for years and years. For me, it took me about 5 years of intense study to recognize that biblical history was true. Now, certainly every adult can realize the true history of what goes on in their society and in their world. But it takes a little bit of effort. And I am so grateful that I did come to faith in Jesus Christ. Some people come by an easy means, and some people, like me, had to study for a few years before they got the understanding. I'm also astounded by the number of people nowadays who are coming to faith in Jesus Christ because they dreamed a dream or had a vision of Jesus, obviously from God, and they might have been of a faith that was not Christian previously. In fact, their faith, if they ever declared that they were a Christ follower, they might be beheaded or killed just for being a Christ follower. But that's an example of how the power of God, Jesus, can change a person. And sure, it changed a lot of people here in America. It changed me. So we have amazing things going on in the world that we live in, whether it's right now or in years past. Now, I know there's quite a few people who have had an amazing and sudden miracle of God. And I know Christians who have had that slow and steady presence of God in their life, and God bless them, and I'm glad for them. I also am grateful for the people who have had their prayers answered. Certainly I have too, but it's something we don't always recognize, the sovereign nature of God. And yes, certainly I know that God has been a healing force in my life with my auto accident. It was obvious. Not that it was a suddenly miracle healing, but I could see the expression on the faces of doctors and nurses at the healing that had gone on, and people were praying for me. So I'm thankful for so many who did that. Thank you. But God is an awesome and amazing God. Yes, for his power. Yes, for his kind love. And we praise God for being the faithful and true judge that he is. Well, back to America. As I think of Ezekiel 14:13, it describes what happens when a land in which there is persistent unfaithfulness has problems with famine and pestilence and war or invasion. So, and that's what not only Ezekiel 14:13 talks about, but Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 all have a similar description of what will go on in the future. I think that Revelation 18, with the fall of Babylon, also has a description of what will go on if we turn from God. So this is another lesson of history to see what can go on and what can we be prepared for. The biggest thing we can be prepared for is a personal relation with God, Jesus, and that sets our eternal life in a heavenly way, which is so wonderful to know where our eternal life will be. I'm also thankful that we have God, Jesus, who will give us understanding if we ask for understanding as a child of his. So, okay, there's lots of thoughts. We have thoughts of domestic and international pressures all around us, and we see how that will impact our life. Yes, political, yes, economic, and yes, social. All these things make an impact upon us and our family. And yet we have to understand, or should I say, establish that God is the power in our life. Now, He is life and life eternal. And that's one of the things that we learn to understand. It helps to know that there are powers of goodness in the world and there are powers of evil, and we want to be a part of the goodness of God and not the evil of, for instance, secret societies. But we know that goes on, and that is something which helps us to understand why things are the way they are. Because there are forces of good. There are forces of evil. And they make a difference in our life and circumstances. Yes, with a spiritual way, yes, with a social way, yes, with an economic way. And it is good for us to acknowledge the role of God throughout all of these areas. We get to see that wealth and power is something that so many people are searching for. They want wealth and power, but the true wealth and power comes from God. If you listen to the testimony of people who were ungodly, opposed God, and even worshiped Satan, there is a testimony that talks about how they had turned to the real power in the universe, which is Christ Jesus. And they become followers of God when they search it out. And that's something we all can do, is we can search out the truth. Yes, through testimonies, and yes, through the written word, yes, through history books, all of it. We search for that understanding. Well, here on earth, that struggle that goes on does go on for all people in all countries. And we learn to desire peace and safety through Christ Jesus and not through a different social or economic order. We do want our life to be peaceful and quiet and comfortable. And we know by following the commandments of God that we can achieve that in life if we have a godly path. So we have politics going on, yes, between people, yes, between societies and cultures and even countries and, even evil, like drug cartels. That's going on too, and we see that going on south of the border and now inside the United States. And we want to stay close to God, Jesus, so that we can keep evil at a great distance from our life. Now, there are plenty of subtleties in life that will direct us one way or the other. Have you noticed that if we make one decision toward God or toward evil, it makes a huge difference in life? Once we lean one way or the other, we will go that direction a little bit. Of course, we can correct it, but we have a natural inclination if we just lean one way. So we want to be very careful with how we discern the truth and which way we really want to go in life. I think that's the same way with the things in life that we expect to go a certain way, whether it's personal or economic or political. If we lean one way, we want to be careful that we don't go in the wrong direction. And there are people these days that go the right direction towards God and the wrong direction towards that ungodly power and influence on earth. There is a book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. It's an old Chinese book, and one part of it says that it is wise to disguise your war efforts to conquer another people. And if your war efforts are disguised, your enemy will not be prepared for your attack. And I think about that philosophy about what's going on at our southern border. We have immigrants coming into the country, and are they disguising in their efforts, or are they truly what they say they are? Well, I know that there are U.S. legislators who propose that the migrants who are foreign nationals can serve in our U.S. military and then become United States citizens. That's a proposal, and it reminds me of the ancient Roman Empire and how it collapsed. And it's something that I could see how history would be repeating. Now, it was 2,000 years ago that the Roman Empire collapsed, but we can learn the lessons of why it collapsed and not repeat them. So part of it had to do with the foreign citizens coming into Rome or into the Roman army. And nowadays we have foreign citizens coming into the United States one way or the other. And we have to understand what could be going on to change our political, our physical, military occupation of America by another country. It's history. Do we believe it? Well, it might not be the case, but it's something that has happened in history, and we can understand that it could happen again. It reminds me of that American Revolution when America revolted against Great Britain because of taxes and because of government control. And that included the military aspect of it and having American citizens being forced to feed and house British soldiers. And would that ever happen to America? Well, in one way or another, perhaps it is, because we are choosing to house people that are foreign nationals, feed them and house them through our benefit programs. Now, I know that there are Americans who think it's a good idea, and there are Americans who think that it has to stop and stop today. Well, we have a difference of opinion, and I don't know how we're going to resolve it, but there are different forces at work, and I know in the American Revolution, the citizens were up in, well, that, yes, that's an expression, up in arms, but that's also how Americans really were, up in arms. I mean, they took their guns out and were ready to fight the British. And that's why we have a Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights. So nowadays, there's a conflict going on where our right to own a firearm is being slowly whittled away. And it just reminds me of dictators in the rest of the world, all over the world. The dictators have, they are sure, they make sure that their citizens do not have guns. Or if they do, they can only be the loyal citizens. So what is going on today in America? I'm not really sure, but I think of, yes, America is a country that allows gun ownership, But boy, the ammunition supply is certainly drying up. It's just going away. And some would say that ammunition is getting to be as scarce as hen's teeth. Hen's teeth. Oh, and you know, speaking of government and what they do, the government agents have said that the laying hens, oh, I don't think it's quite a million, but it's pretty close, have bird flu, so they must be destroyed. And the companies that produce eggs from the hens and sell them are having a trouble getting enough eggs, and they can't just raise a hen to lay eggs because it takes a few months for them to mature enough to do that. So we're having an egg shortage in the country, and the price is doubling and more than doubling because of supply and demand. Plus, we have inflation going on. It certainly is 10%, and plenty of people say it's over 20% inflation. And we have to wonder how this regulation will affect our lives. And speaking of regulation, I'm thinking about all this situation with people coming into the country and how there was a Chinese general. I'm not good at Chinese names, but you can look him up. He's right there. Last year, towards the end of summer, he said that in order to maintain a strong China, they must bring in raw materials and natural resources from around the world, especially North America. So, if you read the entire statement, you know that the intention was to, I'll use the word colonize, the Americas. And so you can see that that might be what is going on right now in America, both North America and South America and the United States of America. With so many people coming into this country, you could say, well, there are people who are projecting that the population will be replaced by Chinese nationals. So we know it's possible. Is it happening? Is it true? It certainly could be. And if you look at the history of China, you know that it has been a tactic that has been used before in China, the tactic to replace the citizens of a country with Chinese citizens. So is that going on in America? It surely could be. It surely could. But we don't know history. Students are not being taught history. We're not teaching it from school books, and we are not teaching it from the Bible. And so people don't know the whole history of what has gone on, or they won't recognize what is going on today. There is a great desire to change history by some countries, like China. In China, nobody knows that there was a Tiananmen Square protest and incident in 1989. The Chinese people don't know about it. It's not taught. And so nobody knows about that, but they are taught in school that China is the superior culture in the world. And therefore, China deserves to rule the world. Is this something that only a few people see? Well, only a few people really know what's going on in China. Have you looked at the news? There are several YouTube stations that talk about what is going on in China. And somehow we in America just don't get the whole information about what really is going on, not in China and not in the world. So we could suffer for the lack of knowledge. My people perish for the lack of knowledge, is in right in the Bible. So, speaking of the Bible, the Chinese government is changing the Bible, and they are confiscating or collecting the old Bibles that there have been, and they are supplying their own version of the Bible, which is written to be agreeable with Chinese communism. So we have these different things going on, and if we're not aware of it, we just don't realize that there could be an influence and a threat going on from what is standard operating procedure of the Chinese communists. A part of it is, yes, burning the old history or Bibles or any of that and presenting a new history or a new Bible or history books, all of it. Book burning happens in other countries, right? But not America? Not America? Well, we get a new history when the history books change, but also with what we are taught and, just what goes on. I think I talked a little about that on the February 3rd broadcast. I did like that broadcast. Right at that time, let's see, I found out just after that broadcast that on February 2nd, 2024, Tucker Carlson made a YouTube, and his guest was Brett Weinstein, PhD. So yeah, he's a doctor, but not a medical doctor. Anyway, Brett Weinstein had some interesting experiences in the world. He had experience in Central America and South America. And so he was very interested in what was going on with the migrant movement through Central America and crossing our southern border. That the people went through the Darien Gap. And he knew the Darien Gap because he had had work right in that neighborhood. And he noticed that there were transit camps along the way for migrants to stop and eat and sleep and then continue their travel to the United States. And he also knew, as he had conversations with the migrants, that it was very common for those people to be both raped and robbed as they went on their journey to United States. His conversations, including why were they fleeing, why were they not in China, and they said that they were fleeing economic poverty. And the point is that the United States allows asylum for political refugees, but not economic refugees. And so it's a little question here about what was really going on and what was the reason that they should be let into the United States. He also said that there were standard answers that would be given because the migrants had been schooled in what answers to give so they could get political asylum. He asked about the debit cards that so many of them had. And it seemed that the cards came from the United Nations, and he noted that the United States funds the United Nations. So it's all very interesting about what is going on with who and what we don't know. Those cash cards might have more than one source, but certainly it was acknowledged that they did come from a United Nations source primarily. And it was also noted that the Chinese immigrants did have enough money to avoid the Darien Gap and take a boat transport past the Darien Gap and land in Mexico and then continue on their trip to the United States. As Brett Weinstein interviewed the people coming up through Central America, through Mexico, he did feel especially a hostility from the Chinese migrants. And he spoke of this big bridge, a big modern bridge in Panama. He said that was not too far from where he used to work in Central America. And he wondered why there would be a mysterious, massive bridge of concrete and steel at the edge of Darien Gap. And nobody knows why the bridge was being built. And the project manager didn't know either. So apparently it had no purpose that anyone knew. And I just say it's a question. Weinstein's suspected that it was a part of China's Belt and Road Initiative to go throughout the world and have transportation here and there. So we can only wonder why the things were going on all over the world, South America, Central America, and of course in the United States, our country. So we ponder the possibilities and we try to think about what makes sense and why would so many migrants be allowed into the United States. Is it so they can join the military? It might be. And another theory that he was examining was why were so many U.S. soldiers forced to take the experimental COVID vaccine? Is there something going on with that? And he noticed that Chinese people were not forced to take that mRNA vaccine, but they had a different vaccine. His question was, American soldiers tend to question authority, but foreigners, if they were in our United States military, would be more compliant. So it's a question. It's not that we know, but it is something to wonder about as we see all of this develop. There was also somebody who noted so many people have troubles coming through Central America and especially the Darien Gap, and they were reminded of how only the strong survive. So were these people being conditioned, like the special forces are conditioned in their training? So if the strong one make it through the Darien Gap, they will be strong in what they do for whoever they're serving. And this experimental vaccine that Americans have taken, he noted this too, that the COVID vaccines contain IgG4, which suppresses the immune response. And again, he says the Chinese did not have that vaccine in their population, but Americans did. He wonders, why were Americans so desperate to vaccinate every single member of American society? He pondered about that spike protein in the vaccine and just wondered about it. Obviously, it's a question that we can search out and try to make logical sense of, but we have a lot of things in the world we're trying to make sense of. I know I certainly tried to make sense of the world as a young man, and it's only as I've seen so much go on in the world that I have additional ideas, and I can see that things are not as they appear. And that's probably my biggest surprise in life, that things are not as they appear, not socially, not politically, not in between people. It's just something that we can ponder and say, how can this really be? But it turns out to be, it is true. Things are not as they appear, and we need to look closely to see what the real answers are that we don't expect, because obviously there are people who are trying to fool us and get whatever it is they want from us. It happens in every way, and we are, in a sense, forced into everything. Just like, why would our FDA, Food and Drug Administration, be wanting to register all of our gardens, home gardens, on our land? A year ago, there was a project to register every home garden in the United States. Curious, why would that be? Is there something we don't see here? Things are not as they appear, and it's not that I know what they are, but we are presented with many different ideas, including what goes on with AI and technology. And we have to wonder if this is a part of a deception. After all, AI can really make some good communication that just is so suitable to deception. And we have things going on that are obvious. If we look, we don't really see it unless we look. But a few days ago, the UN General Secretary announced that the world is entering an age of chaos. And there was a national sheriff's training meeting, and the Ohio sheriff, Rick Jones, said that obviously in America there was going to be some coming troubles, and he was preparing his deputies to be better armed for a future conflict. Now, other countries are anticipating conflict also. European countries, for instance, are telling their civilians to get ready for war. And the Middle East countries are also preparing for war. So we should see what we can do in case a war were coming. What would you do? Well, in America, not a lot of people are wondering about if there were a war, because we have other things on our mind, including our cell phones. But if we look to the future, we can just wonder what will actually happen. And I know in America, there's people who are pondering the eclipse across America, April 8, 2024. And they notice how this eclipse crosses America one way, and the eclipse in 2017 crossed America the other way, and it forms an X, which kind of centers on where the New Madrid earthquake fault zone is. And so people have an idea of, oh, wow, what could this mean? And we know that people have different ideas. And you know, there's an idea of Tom Horn, who has talked about the Apophis asteroid hitting Earth on April 13th, 2029, speaking of a future event. That could be. It could be. But for all the things that could be, there are a few things that we could do to be prepared for a natural disaster, or even a man-made disaster. And these things would be good for us to just examine in case something really does happen. And sure, there are things going on with human beings, but I think the biggest problem that we have is with turning from God. And if we turn from God, we can only guess what will happen. And I think of the sinfulness of the world, and I think of Genesis 6:5, where it talks about the thoughts of man's heart being only evil continuously. And so I see that going on today. Are the thoughts in the heart of man only evil continuously? Well, you look at that one and you figure that one out, because we all see it a little different. But if that's the truth, what happened after Genesis 6? There were troubles in the world. And could that have been why there was a flood? And could that be why there would be some other future event? Certainly. Certainly. And it's not that we can make a for sure prediction, but we know that this is a tendency to happen. Things happen in the world when we reject God, or we do silly things with other people in government. We know a little bit about it, and if you can study your history books or your Bible, you will see that things happen in a way that there's a pattern, and it's better to see the pattern in advance and then avoid trouble that just might be coming our way. With all the bureaucracy that is going on to control the people, we just have to be careful, careful and careful. When will we reach a point of not wanting to comply? Well, in London, the people in London have a $20 a day ticket if they go into the city of London, and I think it was $200 a month if they want to pass. So there are things going on that are controlling and containing people, and it just could happen here also, here in America. We are having more things going on. I mentioned the gardens. I mentioned the experimental vaccine that so many people were forced to take. What if we don't want to do these things? How will we survive? How will we get along in a world that imposes their will upon us if we do not comply? Well, we have to always remember God in everything and let Him help to guide us as we determine how we are going to live. And then we can also prepare for what is coming based on biblical principles. We can see if there's a warning going on. And yes, it certainly does seem that way. And what I see is a warning to prepare for what could come along. And that surely could be a long, hard time of trouble. Well, we all make our decisions and we all get consequences. So think about it, pray about it, and make a plan and prepare. And that will help you to avoid certain problems. Well, we get distressed by things, but if we get comfortable with our eternal future and our time on earth as we serve God, then we get comfortable with so many things in life too. Our life is a wonderful time to serve God, And that's something that we can always pay attention. What am I doing for God? How can I serve the kingdom of God where I will have a place in the kingdom of God? And the Bible tells you how to do that. So have a read. Look for yourself. And sure, we can get ideas from other people and pastors, but it's always best if you read it for yourself. Well, God bless you. And as we see the path that the world is on, we can take steps to promote the kingdom of God and the love of God throughout this whole world of and our existence. Promote God, Jesus Christ. And you can always listen to this or a different broadcast by going to www.christtoday.org. God bless you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.